We'll do the Maimer Loihoyu Yomim Toivim Li Yisrael Kichamisha Osor Ba'avu Chiyema Kippurim, which is the 40th Maimer in Mamori Malukat Chelik Dalad. And here there's a collection of different Maimorim, which the Rebbe, some of them the Rebbe wasn't fully Magia. This Maimer has already been printed before. This is, as it says in the note over here, that when the Rebbe looked it over and there was Magia it at the time, which is in Lamed Hay, before it was re-edited and it has been published in the booklet Tu B'Av Tavshin Memtes, which was printed in the Sefer on page Kuf Samach Zayin and on, and by us it's the 18th Maimer, I believe, that is printed earlier. So this is basically a duplicate, but this Maimer they found in the Rebbe's room after Gimel Tammuz. The Rebbe looked it over, but they didn't have it before. And they re-edited it and reprinted it, and it came out in a Kuntres Tuba of Toshim Memtes. But this has the exact look over, the Rebbe checked over, and therefore they printed it in the back. And as they say, Mishnah Loizozom in Koyma, the Mishnah still stays in its place, so therefore it still has its own Chiddush. So it's basically a repetition of the previous Maimer. So we'll do this Maimer now. We'll go in order. We're almost covering all the Maimorim in Chelik Dalet, so we'll do this Maimer again, or in this version of it. B'siyayta d'shmaya, yoyim dalet chamish osad ba'ov, hey tovshin lamad hey. Again, this Maimer brings out how the great festival of chamish osad ba'ov is because of the great descent and the aliyah that comes afterwards. You know, we have the world the way it was created. Also, al miluy nivra, Hashem created the full perfect world. And then you have the world as the Yid learns Torah, adds to the world, makes the world a better place. But then the way the Yid adds to the world even greater than Torah, which means in a level of bleak vul, which brings us this Chamisha Osor Ba'av, the great Yom Tov, and the B'chol Levavcha, the three Avodas, B'chol Nafshcha, B'chol Me'idecha, as the Rebbe will elaborate in the Maimir. Rebbe asks first several questions on this statement, and we'll go step by step. Siyaita Dishmaya, Yoim Dalet Chamisha Osor Ba'av, Hey Tovshin Lamed Hey. So the Gemara says that Lehoyu Yomim Toivim Li Yisrael Kichamisha Osor Be'ov Uchiyema Kippurim, that there were no festivals, such good days, as the days of the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. And Yom Kippur, Yom Kippur and Chamisha Osor Be'ov were the greatest, the biggest Yom Tovs than all other Yom Tovim. But this is a little bit surprising to put together these two Yomim Tovim, Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur. What's the comparison that we put them together? V'tzorich lohovin, mahu tam hadimyon v'atzad ha'shove shebein tezvav be'av liyom kippurim. What is the reason for comparing? What's the common denominator between the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur? They have different reasons of celebrations, but we are comparing them over here, bringing them together. The Rebbe will bring out Yom Kippur is a complete turnaround, reaches to the highest levels, and also through the descent of Chamisha Osor Ba'av, Tisha B'Av, and then come to Chamisha B'Av, we have a great elevation as is accomplished on Yom Kippur, as the Rebbe will explain. Also, we need to understand, we're talking about this statement over here. This is giving us an idea, telling us about the great festivals. So, why is it Hubisiyum v'choysim mesechta Tainis? Why is it at the end and the conclusion of Tainis, the tractate Tainis? The tractate Tainis basically talks about all the calamities that befell the Jewish people, and they had to fast because of it, for the rain, for other calamities. So why would Yom Tov be placed talking about the greatest Yom Tov in mesechta Tainis? But the Yomim Tovim are days of joy, which is opposite of fasting. So here in Masechta Tainis, we're placing you talking about a Yom Tov, which is supposed to be Simcha, not Tainis. And the Rebbe says especially, Ubifrat, we're not just talking about the regular simcha here. We're talking simcha at a greatest level. Ubifrat shemahaloshin loy hom yu yomim toivim li Yisrael chamisha osur ba'ov. It says there was no such yomim toivim, meaning includes all yomim toivim, which means all also Torah celebrations yomim toivim. It's muchach, so it's evident that the shasimcha shebetu bi'ov, the Simcha on the 15th of Av, V'yema Kippurim, and Yom Kippur, he be'yoser ma'asimcha shebe Yom Tov, is even more than Simcha of Yom Tov. Afshi mitzvah sesem min ha'toyreh v'samachta b'chagecho. On Yom Tov, we have a positive mitzvah of the Torah, you should rejoice in your festivals, and yet we're saying this is even a greater Simcha. And where do we put this greatest simcha of lo yo yom im tevim, the simcha of Tu B'Av? We put it in the Masechta Tainis, the fast day, Lufizet Tukshe Yoser, Hashaychus, the Inyan Zeh. So this makes it even more difficult, the connection of this level of simcha, L'siyim V'choysem Masechta Tainis, that this has at the conclusion and the end of Masechta Tainis. So, this idea, the Rebbe says, that why is Simchas Yom Tov, Simchas Tu B'Av, which is greater than Simchas Yom Tov, placed in Masechta Tainis when it's such a great fast day, it grows a great Simcha, and fast day is the opposite of Simcha. But we also see in the statement itself, it's not just placed in the Masechta Tainis, it's compared to Yom Kippurim, which is a tiny. So we see a connection to fast day. A matter of fact, Yom Kippurim is the Torah fast day. And we're comparing it to its Tu B'Av and Yom Kippurim. And Yom Kippur is going to remain a fast day. The other fast days eventually will be turned around. They will become Yom Tovim. Those that we fast because of the calamities, the Arbat Tzoymis Yehovchu, Yom El Sosin L'Simcha, but the fast of Yom Kippur will always remain. And here it's a Masechta Tainis, and it's compared to Yom Kippur, which is a lasting Tainis, and this is idea of Simcha. V'hine, Hashaychus the Tubi of Li'inyan Tainis, the connection of Chamish Osba of to fast, Muchach Gamkein, it's also evident, Memashe Mekasher B'Mishneh Chamisha Oso Be'ov Yom Kippurim. The fact that the Mishnah ties together the 15th of Av and Yom Kippurim. So we see it has a connection to Yom Tainis. So Yom Kippurim Hu HaTainis HaYichidi Shemin HaTorah. That's the only fast of Min HaTorah. Torah commands us to fast once a year, which is on Yom Kippur, nothing else, nothing more. So, besides placing the statement of Tu B'Av, the Simcha, in Masechta Tainis, we're connecting it to Yom Kippur, which is the only fast day in HaTorah. And, B'Tainis Zehu Miyuchad, this Tainis is unique, B'shoyne b'shar ha'tainiyus, and it's different than the other fast days. Gam bozeh, also in the fact, shadalad ha'tsoymeis, that these four fast days that we fast for calamities on Tisha B'Av and on Shiva Asar B'Tammuz and on Asar B'Tevis and Gedalia. So those four fasts, and also V'chein HaTzoymes Shenimdu B'Megillas Tainis, and also those fasts that are listed in the Megillas Tainis, which lists the days of other calamities, V'Kama Mehem Huva B'Tur, many of those fast days of Megillas Tainis have been quoted in the Tur. So those fast days, Yehafchu L'Sosinu L'Simcha, they will be turned around when these days are going to be the Mashiach and rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash, that we will turn into days of joy and happiness and not going to be lasting, as opposed to Yom Kippur, Mashenke Natainis D'Yem HaKippurim, as opposed to the fast day of Yom Kippur, Shiyagam La'osid, also the future is going to be Yom Kippur. The fact the Mishnah in Tainis ties to B'Av with Yom Kippur Muchach, so that's evidence. That proves to us that the Yom Tov of the 15th of Av is connected not just to the Tainis in Masechta Tainis, which will eventually be changed into Sosa V'Simcha, and that's why it is quoted in Masechta Tainis, in the Mishnah in Tainis, because it has a connection to those Tainisim. So, Chayna Maimer Loho Yomim Yomtev Yisrael Ki Tezva B'Av Hu B'Siyim V'Chayse Masechta Tainis, that because it's connected to the Tainis in Masechta Tainis, in that tractate, that's why the statement is in the Mishnah at the end that it was Lo Yom Tovim Yisrael Ki Tezva B'Av, is in the end of Masechta Tainis. But it's even more than that. Elagam la tainis yom kippurim, but also to the fast day of Yom Kippurim. That fast day will last for always. So the Tezva B'Av has a shaykhis to the tainis. So the Rebbe is asking over here, what's the comparison between Yom Kippur and the Tu B'Av? And what's the comparison of Tu B'Av to a fast day, Masechta Tainis, and especially to the fast day of Yom Kippur? So now, let's look in and see what's the reason why are we celebrating Chamisha Asar B'Av. Okay, we said there was no other festivals as great as these, but what's the festival? So, the Gemara actually asks the question, the Gemara articulates the question by saying, Meile, we celebrate a Yom Tov on Yom Kippur because Yom Kippur is a day that we get forgiven all of our sins. It's a good reason to celebrate. What's the celebration? Chamisha Asar B'Av. So, v'hinei hatam asher tezva b'av hu Yom Tov. The reason why tezva b'av is a Yom Tov, we're saying lo yomim tovim. L'chayre ein amuvan. It's not understood. U'kamesha maksha b'gemara. As the Gemara asked the question on the Mishnah and Tainis over there, Bishleim Yom Kippurim, we understand why it was a Yom Tov Yom Kippur Meshumdi is based Licha Mechila, because there is forgiving and Mechila, Hashem forgoes, Hashem forgives on Yom Kippur, so we celebrate it because it was a Yom Shenitnu by Luchas Achrenis. It was the day on Yom Kippur the second Luchas were given when Hashem said, Solachti kidvarecho, forgiven them after the Chet Ha'egel. So it's a day of atonement, and that's why we have a Yom Tov. We understand. Elotu tezva b'av, the Gemara says, but the 15th of Av, Mayi, what is it? What is it about the 15th of Av that we're having a celebration of Yom Tov? So the Rebbe brings down, that's the question of the Gemara, but the Rebbe says that it's brought down Muva Bedrushim, it's brought down in the Maimorim from the Pri Etz Chaim. The Gemara gives various different reasons, we'll see with it later also, but The Maimorim bring from the Priyetz Chaim Lifisha'ozhu Milui Halavana, that at that point of the 15th of the month is a full moon. The full moon is a reason for Yom Tov. That's what it says in Priyetz Chaim. But the question is, of course, a full moon is every month. Why a Pistu B'Av? So the Maimonim asks on this, but on every month there is a 15th of Fifnesh, which the Levon is full then. So what is the advantage of Chamisha Asar B'Av, that it became a Yom Tov, because the Mila Levona, which is on every month? And we're not saying only that Tuba Av is greater than a regular month, which doesn't have a Yom Tov, but there are some Yomim Tovim that are on Tezvav, like Pesach and Sukkot, and we're saying, well, this is greater than them too. So what's the greatness even over those? And Umemashe Kosu, the Rebbe says further, from what it says, Lo yehoyu yomim tovim chuluk chamisha osur bov, there was no Yom Tov like the 15th of Av, mashma, it appears, Shulamai lagam et tezvav b'nisan, which is also on a greater level, higher than the 15th of Nisan, which is Pesach, and the tezvav b'tishrei, and the 15th of Tishrei, which is Sukkot. So, what is the prayer? How do we understand the prayer? It's Chaim that he discusses over there, brings down that it has Mila Halavona. So why is it a greater Yom Tov than any other Tezvav, and also greater seemingly than Pesach and Sukkot, which are also on the 15th? Okay, so that's the question that Maimorim trying to figure out what the Priyetz Chaim means. Now, in the Gemara, v'hine echot ha'taymi b'Gemara Shom, the Gemara gives several reasons there. Six reasons that Rebbe wrote down in the previous, later on, but so there's several reasons there. So one of the reasons that the Gemara brings down Al Masha Tezva B'Av Yom Tov, why is the 15th of Av a Yom Tov? Hu mipnei she'oz toshash koicha shel chamo. Because on the 15th of Av, the sun became weak, as the Gemara explains, that the Rebbe will bring down soon. So they stopped bringing the wood for the Mizbeach, because it didn't have the power to dry out the wood from worms. And they made a celebration because this was the last batch that they would cut for the Mizbeach. So the Rebbe asked the direct reasoning here seems to be something which is a natural phenomenon. Why should we celebrate the Yom Tov for something which really has nothing input of the person? And that's what the Rebbe is getting at, that there's actually a level, a natural level of the 15th, and there is additional level, the 15th, which the person makes it into the 15th, which is the contribution of the person. And when we're saying that the Tezvav Maila has to do with the input of the person. But the Rebbe asks now, why are we celebrating the Tezvav? Because the sun has lost its strength. So it's not understood. The weakening of the power of the sun, it's an idea, it's a concept that has to do with the luminaries that are in the sky. And that has no connection to the matters and the acts of the person. The rest of the reasons of Chamish Asar B'Av in the celebrations have to do with what people are doing. And here we're celebrating something in nature, what's happening to the Me'iris HaShemayim, that the sun has softened. So what is there a celebration of Yom Tov when the power of the sun is weakened? Now, yes, it brings a result. They stop cutting the wood. It impacts the people, but the Toshash Koicho Shel Chamo itself, Vagam Shemizeh Shetoshash Koicho Shel Chamo. Although from this that the power of the sun was weakened, Af Shehu Inyan Shebim Eiris Hashemayim. Even though this is something which has to do with the luminaries in the skies, Yeshnam Toitzoes Binegeya Linyonim Apuli Shaboris. There are results as they pertain to matters and activities in the land. Like we say in the Gemara over there, it has an impact. The fact we're not just celebrating what happens in nature, that the sun has been weakened, but it has a result. The Gemara says, they would no longer cut the wood because it doesn't dry out, the worms. So they wouldn't cut the wood for the marocha, for the arrangement that they did of the wood on the mizbeach. But the Rebbe says, but the language of the Gemara, that from the 15th of the power of the sun was weakened, mashma shayom tov v'asimcha d'chamisha osor be'ov, that the yom tov and this joy that we're talking about, lo yom tovim, but which brings with it joy, the simcha of chamisha be'ov, it's because of this, not only because of the results that they stopped cutting the wood, but there is a celebration and a joy because this itself, that the power of the sun has been weakened. Not just because of the result that come because of the weakening of the sun. In Cain, Tzorich Leimar, so therefore we must say, therefore, Shegamze de Toshash Koicho Shel Chamo Shayechu L'Avodas Odom, this itself, that we're saying that the sun has power, has weakened, has a connection to the service of man. We're talking also about the person, Toshash Koicho Shel Chamo. Shezehu Ha-Hishtavus, the Tezva of Yom Kippurim. This is the comparison of Tezva of Yom Kippurim. We're not just talking about a phenomenon of Tezva which takes place naturally, in nature, but we're talking about the investment of the person. And that investment is the comparison between Yom Kippur and Chamisha Sibav. Also in Yom Kippur, there is a natural phenomenon. Yom Kippur itself forgives. And yet, we need the Avodas Adam together with the natural. So together with the natural Chamisha Asar B'Av, there is also the investment of the person. Shezehu Ha'Hishtavus D'Tu B'Av Yom Kippurim. This is the comparison and the way they're the same of Tezbo of Yom Kippur. The Kemoi Shah Kapora the Yom HaKippurim Nasis Al Yidei Avodas Ha'Odom, just as the atonement of Yom HaKippurim takes place through the work of man, which means, yes, Yom Kippur itself, Dagam Sheitzumoy Shel Yom HaKippur. The essence of the day, just Yom Kippur being there without you doing anything, is mechaper. But yet, there is work that the person needs to do on Yom Kippur. Mekomokim, al yidei havedas adam hakapore hi b'yeser seisu b'yeser oz. Through the service of man, the atonement is with more force and with more strength. So, the kapara itself comes, but it comes more stronger and more powerful with the Avodas Adam. And there's also certain things which dafka need Avodas Adam. Sort of, if a person should violate Yom Kippur itself, Yom Kippur won't atone for him. V'yiseirim is a... In addition to that, shagam ha-kapora bo mitzad itzum ha-shul yoyim, also that atonement that comes from the essence of the day itself, yidavke kashra odom mikayim, is when the person fulfills ha-tzichon, he holds on, itzum ha-shul yoyim, he has to hold on to that day itself. If the person sharei ha-kores di yoyimo, Yom Kippur ain't a mechaper. The kores that you get for violating Yom Kippur is not going to atone for. So the person must hold Yom Kippur. You must keep Yom Kippur. Without that, you're not going to be forgiven for not keeping Yom Kippur, even though you may be forgiven for other things, for other koreses, but not for the kores for violating Yom Kippur. So this is also a tubo. Al derech zeh gam negeya. Similarly, it is also as it pertains to the weakening of the power of the sun on the 15th of Av. Shagam le'acharei shetoshash chulu yesh koicho sholcham. Because here we're not saying that there is no sun. Even after Toshesh Koicha, there is still a power, it's weakened. But here we say that the person's Avodah Inyan HaShayich L'Avodas Adam, there is a connection to the service of man with the Toshesh Koicha Shel Chamo on the Tezvah B'Av, just like on Yom Kippur, is the avodah of the man, of the person. Here is also the avodah of the bird. As the Rebbe will explain. The Rebbe will explain the Tezvah B'Av in the avodah, in the Toshash Koicha Shel Chamo, in Avodah Soda. First, the Rebbe is going to explain the Pri Etz Chaim. So what's so special of Chamisha Osor versus any other Chamisha Osor, and then the Rebbe will explain Avodas Adam. The point of the explanation that the Maimorim explain in the advantage of Chamisha Osor Be'ov, Tu Be'ov. Hagam Shebechol Tu Bechodesh Hu Milui Halavono, even though that every 15th of the month that the Rebbe brought down before, we have the Mila Lavona, we don't make a celebration. It's explained in Maimorim. Shezehu lefi shaliyah the tuba of that elevation, 15th of Av, bo la'achre hayirida, the Tisha B'Av, it comes after the descent of Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is a descent, and tuba of follows this descent of Tisha B'Av. Va'inyan hu, and the idea is, hine isa b'yalkut, it's brought down in the Yalkut, about the descent that takes place in Tisha B'Av, as we're going to see, that descent is actually for a purpose of an elevation. And the highest elevation comes through Dafke, through the greatest descent. Isa b'Yalkut, in Isa b'Yalkut, we find in the Yalkut, it says, Olo Aryeh, the Mazel Aryeh, the Mazel, the constellation of the month above is a lion. Aryeh is referencing Hashem. So Hashem, the Aryeh, comes up on the mazel of Aryeh. The Hechriv Ariel, the Beis Hamikdash is called also Ariel, the Lion of Hashem. That's the Beis Hamikdash. So the lion on the constellation of Aryeh destroyed Ariel. And this was done al menas, on the intent sheyovei Aryeh, that the Aryeh will come. So I'm sorry. Before, the Aryeh is referring to Nebuchadnezzar came and destroyed it. So this is so that sheyovei Aryeh is Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So that the Aryeh, which refers to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, diksim bei Aryeh shoyag milo yira, as the pasuk says, when the lion roars, who is not afraid? That references Hashem. He should also come be mazal Aryeh, on the mazal of Aryeh, on the month of Av, because it says v'hofach evlam l'sosin, I will turn their mourning into joy, which means swap around, in that same time when they're mourning, it'll be turned to joy. So it's going to be in the Mazla Aryeh. V'yivna Ariel, and he's going to build the Ariel, the Beis HaMikdash. So v'haynu, so what does this mean from the Yalkut? That the descent came for the, in order to bring about that elevation. Shachgol uzvachur ben shohoya b'mazal Aryeh b'chodesh ha-chamishi, that the exile and the destruction that took place in the consolation of Aryeh on the fifth month, hu ach verak, it's only and just b'chdei, in order, as it says, almanas, almanas means on the condition, that was the whole purpose. So that the Eibishter should come and build the Beis HaMikdash, which is this third Beis HaMikdash, which is greater on a higher level than the first and the second Beis HaMikdash. So, why did we need the destruction? Because the only way to get to that greater elevation, to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, is only if we have the destruction of the other Beis HaMikdash. Ki ha'ilui the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, because the advantage and the greatness of the third Beis HaMikdash, Unai le'yoyser mibayis rishim mibayis sheni, which is greater than the first and the second Beis HaMikdash, but davki al yidei kedimas hagolus, it comes specifically through the introduction. First you have golus, then you can get almanas for the high level chulu. Bezehu hamayla de tezvav ba'ov, al tezvav shebukol chodesh. And this is the advantage of the 15th of Av over all 15ths of every month. Gam al tezvav b'nissan Pesach, also on the 15th of Nissan, which is Pesach, v'tezvav b'tishrei, which is Sukkos, is the advantage of that tezvav. Kimikiv on shahaliyah, the tezvav b'av, since the elevation of the 15th of Av, bo la'achrei ha'yirida ha'gadol de Tisha B'av, comes after this great descent of Tisha B'av, o la'ariyeh chulu hecher v'ariyel, when the lion came up and destroyed Ariel, l'chein, hi aliyah gadol b'yoser, that's why it is a greater elevation. Okay, yadu ahaklal ba'aliyas v'yiridus. And that's a rule we know, that the greater the descent, the greater the elevation. Shelifi erech ha'yirida, kein hi ha'aliyah, that's why you have the aliyah. So, because of the great descent of Tisha B'Av, therefore, it brings you to the greatest elevation, brings you to the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Now, that's notwithstanding that the other Tezvavs with Nisan come, and Tezvav with Tishrei come after also Yirida, but there's nothing like the Yirida of Tisha B'Av. And that's why the Aliyah is greater. Bagam Shigam Aliyah the Tezvav with Nisan Pesach. Even though that also the Aliyah of the 15th of Nisan, which is Pesach, bo lachre ha'yirida the goals Mitzrayim, it comes after the descent of the exile of Mitzrayim. But hare oz hoyu Yisrael b'maymed matzav shel tzadikim. But on Nisan, they were tzaddikim. They were like a child that was born, as it's compared by the Navi, and Neiladomi, and it's Lam level of a tzaddik. Had Ozo Yisrael b'maimidu matzav shel tzaddikim. The Eden were then on a standing in a situation of tzaddikim. Begam ho'aliyah de tezvav b'tishrei. And even when we talk about the elevation of the 15th of Tishrei, which is Sukkos, Hagam shibo behemshech la'atshuva diyem ha'kippurim, even though it follows, it comes a continuation of tshuva diyem ha'kippurim, which means that it's also from a descent, a return, coming back of tshuva and yem kippur mikom ha'kayim, but nevertheless, it's a descent, but it's all in the spiritual sense. Mikivon sheklolus avoda de Torah mitzvus, he avoda ruchnis. Generally, the avoda is a spiritual avoda. It has to do with spirituality. The descent of golus of Tisha B'Av is a physical descent. It's a much lower descent. Even though we're talking about a descent, the person has to do tshuva, but these are all spiritual descents that doesn't come to the level of descent of galus, which touches physical. So, generally, avodah of Torah mitzvahs is avodah ruchnis. Yes, it impacts gashmis. Dagam shamitzvahs naslav shubidvarim gashmim. Even though the mitzvahs have been dressed out in physical matters, tzitzis in wool gashmi, utfilin beglav gashmi, and tefillin on physical parchment. That physicality is areinyan hamitzvus ulachnis ruchnis bagashmis. The idea of the mitzvus is to bring spirituality into physicality. So it's not physical yet, but it's spiritual to bring in the physical. But when we talk about Tisha B'Av, Harei Erido Shach Achatoyim, so Harei Erido Shalidei Achatoyim V'Havoynes. So when there is a descent through the sins that the person commits, Hepech Inyan HaMitzvahs, which is opposite of mitzvahs, He B'Negeya L'Hagashmiyus Kimoy Sheshayich L'Ruchnis. That is as it pertains to physicality, as is connected to spirituality. Because it's physical as it pertains to mitzvahs that you do with the gashmidiki thing. And b'meila einze adayin tachlis hayirida. So that's not the total descent. L'chein gam ha'ali de sukkos sh'al yidei ha'tshuva. So therefore the elevation of Sukkos, which is to tshuva, is not the tachlis aliyah, because the descent was in ruchnis that shaykhis to gashmis, but it wasn't fully gashmis. As opposed to the descent of Tisha B'Av Sheshofa Chamosa Yalo Eitzim V'Ala Avonim, in which Hashem poured out His anger on the wood and the stones. Eitzim V'Avonim Gashmi, we're talking about wood and stone physical. Hainu Shayirida Shemitzada Chatoyim Polo B'Agashmis Da'olam Shintachn Lamatim Meno. That means that the descent that came because of the sins didn't just impact the spiritual gashmis, but the physical gashmis, polo bagashmis da'olam, shein tachna mata memena, it impacted the physical world, where there's nothing lower than it. All the ways in this world it was destruction. From the act of the sins, it impacted the physicality, stones and wood. Since the descent of Tisha B'Av is such a descent that there's nothing lower than it, lachein gam ha'aliyah de tezvav be'av shel achrei yirida zu hi aliyah gedolah b'yesod. That's why the elevation that comes after this descent is a very great elevation. Lifi erech oitzem ha'yirida, based on the relative to the powerful descent, there is a powerful elevation. So the Rebbe explains from the Maimorim what's so special about Chamisha Osor Be'av over all Chamisha Osors and the Chlal that comes after destruction. And the Rebbe explains how the destruction of Tisha B'av, where the Eibishter put out his anger on the wood, is a Gashmizdika destruction, which is much greater than the level of Teshuvah, which our sins causes a also connected to physicality, but here it's mamash in the physicality, so therefore the elevation is a much greater elevation. Zehu inyan nechama v'kiflayim. And this is the idea of a double comfort, the great elevation. Like we say, we say twice, I comfort you. Based upon manoichi, two times I. Okay, so that's why. Move on. Shayom tev the tezva b'av unayla yaser gam hayom tev the yom kippurim. So now we understand, according to this, that the yom tev of chamisha asar b'av tezva b'av is greater than the yom tev of yom kippur. Because the descent was not, Yom Kippur is mainly on spiritual, on mitzvahs. So the Tezva B'Tishrei that follows Yom Kippur, it's as it has to do to the spiritual, to mitzvah, but here the descent is in the physicality. And that's why also in the order, we mentioned first Tezva B'Av and then Yom Kippur. V'zehu Masha Amru, L'hoyu Yom Tev L'Yisrael Ki Tezva B'Av Ki Yom Kippurim. We say first the Yom Tev was Tezvav B'Av and then Yom Kippur, because Tisha B'Av is a more physical, a greater descent, greater than Yom Tshuvah Yom Kippur. Shemagdim Tezvav B'Av Yom Kippurim. Af al pi she'inyan the Tezvav B'Av, even though if you use chronicle order, you should talk about Yom Kippur first, because Yom Kippur came before all of the reasons. Af al pi she'inyan the Tezvav B'Av, the matter of Tezva B'Av, if you call a time Shavu Gemara, according to all of the reasons of the Gemara, Nischadish Meshach Kama Shonim Lachar Yom Kippurim, they only came about renewed many years after Yom Kippur. So chronologically, they happened many years after Yom Kippur was established in the Torah, and also in the time of the year Yom Kippur is the Tishrei, and this is Av. V'gam b'zman ha'shona b'chol shona. And also in the times of the year, every year, Yom Kippurim shebechodesh Tishrei u'koydim l'tezva b'av. Yom Kippur, which comes on the month of Tishrei, comes of tezva b'av. So why would we say lohoi yom tevin chamisha osu b'av chi Yom Kippurim, not ki Yom Kippurim chamisha osu b'av? First we should say Yom Kippur. Lefi shayom tev de tezva b'av unay le'yoser. Because it's on a greater level. It's stuck in later on in time, and it's later on in the year, but it's koydem b'mayla, but it's greater in elevation. Yom Tov, the Yom HaKippurim from the Yom Tov Yom Kippur, and that's why we start off with that. So now we understand what the great descent of Tisha B'Av and why Tezva B'Av is such a great elevation, and it's even greater than the Chamisha Osor B'Tishrei, which is follows Yom HaKippurim, which is also the Teshuvah, but this is even a greater descent, and therefore the greater level is on Chamisha Osor B'Av. And the Rebbe will now continue to explain and bring in the idea that we also have the Avodah Sa'odom, and how could this be greater than the Yom Tov, which the Torah says, Machta B'Chagecha, as the Rebbe will continue to explain. So the Rebbe now is going to explain by first asking, how could we say, Take, that the Simcha of Chamisha Osor B'Av is greater than Yom Tov? Yom Tov is Min HaTorah. And Chamisha Osor B'Av is an added Yom Tov, so how could we say that it's greater than Min HaTorah? The Rebbe explains that his greatness lies in the fact that it's not Min HaTorah, that it comes from the person, and a yid is even greater than Torah. A yid invests in Torah. He's a mashpi in Torah, the Baruch Hu BaTorah. And the level that comes through that Hamshacha is higher, as we'll see now inside. We still need to understand. Rejoicing in the holidays on Yom Tov is a positive Torah command. As opposed to the Yom Tov Asimcha Tezvav Be'ov, the Yom Tov and the joy of Tezvav Be'ov is not min haTorah. And also, v'gam haYom Tov d'Yom HaKippurim, also the Yom Tov part of Yom Kippur, ain't min haTorah. That's not a Torah command to be besimcha on Yom Kippur. Faket, sharei ein chiyuv l'smayach b'Yom HaKippurim. There is no obligation to rejoice on Yom Kippur. There's no mitzvah v'samachta on Yom Kippur. V'adrabe. And on the contrary, ha-mitzvah di Yom HaKippurim hi-ivin hismes nafshei seichel. The mitzvah on Yom Kippur is to afflict your souls. So, how do we come to simcha? The Pael Mamesh, v'rak, it's only shemikivon, shiyom slicha v'kaporo. Since it's a day of atonement, a day of forgiveness, so therefore automatically, not as a command, but because we are forgiven, so it branches out of this Yom Kippur, Inyan HaSimcha, Day of Simcha. So since these are not Torah commands for Simcha, not Yom Kippur, and also certainly not on Chamish HaOseh Be'ov, Yom Kein Ech Efsher, how is it possible shayom tov hasimcha de tov tezva b'av, that the yom tov and the joy of tezva b'av yom kippurim yeh godl yoser, that it should be greater hayomim tovim shemitzvah min haTorah lishmeir b'am than the yomim tovim which are a Torah command to rejoice in them? How could we say that? And the answer is taket Torah is one level, and there is an additional level that comes from Yidden that are mamshich in Torah. The idea is shebehoilui dekaimo siharo bashlamuso. In the advantage, when we say that the full moon, the moon is in its fullest, that advantage yeshnom shtei bichinos bichlolius. General, there is two levels. Habechino, the kaimo siyaro ba'ashlamuso kimoi shi mitzad ha-seder v'din ha-Torah. The level, the first, the lower level is the way the moon is in its complete form as it is set up in the order and the halacha of Torah. Umizeh, and from this order of Torah, nishtal shla seder d'shina levon apiteva, and that also results and it evolves from that the order and the change of the levona by nature. Since on the 15th of the month there is a greater elevation, the moon is the fullest physically as a result, as evolved from the Torah. So that's the first level. The higher level is v'bechino. The kaim osiharo bashlamusa, the level where the moon is in its full form, full moon, kemoishi mitzad avodas ha'odom, as it is from the perspectives and the service of man. Kemoishi lamailo mikemoishi apidin haTorah. That's in a way, that is the way it's higher than it is just up in laws of Torah. But this is Avodas HaOdom, and Avodas HaOdom brings the Kaima Sidu V'Shlamuzu to a level which is higher than HaTorah. Ki Yisrael Heim L'maylo MeHaTorah. Because Yidden are higher than Torah. Shelochei Nikroim Yisrael B'Shem Choson V'HaTorah B'Shem Kalo. That's why the Yidden are called Chosn Torah Kalo, Lefi she Yisrael hey mashpi b'toyra, because the Yidden are the ones that give the flow into Torah. That's why they're the chosen. The chosen is the mashpi, and the kala is the makabel. So Torah is the makabel, and the Yidden are the chosen, because the chosen, the Yidden, are mashpia in Torah. This is what we say: they make the bracha before they learn. The baruchu means not only literally a bracha, but hamshocha. They're baruchu b'Torah tchila. They draw down into the Torah. Yisrael mevorchim u'mamshichim b'Torah mibchinas noisen haTorah, that the Yidden, they bless and they draw down in Torah from the level of noisen haTorah. They bring down the noisen haTorah in the Torah. V'alderech, similar to what we find the concept that David hoya mechaber ayreise b'kutcha b'richu, that David would connect Hashem with the Torah. And this idea of being mamshich in Torah, the Yidden are mamshich, this is similar, v'alderech, as it says in the Sefer HaBoyir, that David hoya mechaber oyreise b'kutcha b'richu. David would connect the Torah with Hashem. The Yidden are mamshich, the noisen haTorah, in the Torah. That's the Baruchu b'Torah Tchilo. That's the Hamshocha that they're Mamshich. So it turns out that the Yidden can bring a higher level than Torah is on its own. The Kaima Sira ba'Ashlamusa, the way it's Mitzad Torah, which is Mamshich in Tava Ha'ilo, and then the way it comes Mitzad the Yidden, which are higher in Torah, the level of Kaima Sira ba'Ashlamusa through the Avoid of Yid, v'zehu ha'ilui the tezva ba'ov al tezva b'nisa v'tezva b'tishrei. This is the advantage of the 15th of Av over the 15th of Nisan and the 15th of Tishrei. Kishleimus ha'levono she'b'tezva b'nisa v'tezva b'tishrei. Because over there, when we talk about the levona being in its full, the wholesomeness of the levona on the 15th of Nisan, the 15th of Tishrei, who inyan kaimo siharo bashlamusa shemitzada seder de Torah. That's the idea of the full moon being full as it's mitzad the order of Torah. Hainu, when avodah of Torah means mitzad avodah sa'odom kimeshi bimedida pi Torah. That is when the service of the person who is serving the Eibishter with the limitations as it's limited by the measure of Torah. That's the advantage of Nisan and Tishrei, Tezvav, in the fullest, as Torah demands to the fullest level. Dagam shal yidei ze avoidazu nase ilu b'ho'ilom. Although that also this avoidah makes an elevation in the world, that advantage, elevation, is measured and limited. As opposed to the wholesomeness of the Levona, which is on Tezvav Be'ov, on the 15th of Av, who inyan kahaymos siharo b'ashlamuso, that is the way the moon is in its full moon, k'meishi mitzad avoda de neshama Yisrael, that is on the, from the perspective, from the service of the Yiddish soul, shelamayla maha Torah, which is higher than Torah, not measured by Torah, avoda de b'chol me'idecho, that is a service which chol me'idecho, which is higher than limitation, level of mesiras nefesh, a level of b'chol me'idecho. That is the level that we reach on Chamisha Asur B'Av. So we have three levels. We have the level of the world in itself. We have the impact of Torah in the world. And we have the impact of the Neshamas Yisrael in Torah, which creates a higher level of Sihara B'Ashlamusa in the world. In order to explain these three aspects, ha'olam k'moshahu mitzad atzme, the world on its own. The world on its own also has already the level of kaima sira bashla musa, but there is on its own before the avodah of Torah. The olam amilua nivro, that the world is create it full, meaning wholesome, complete. So there is already a full and great world out there. Then we have the second point, what the Torah adds to the world. Then we have Mashem Mitoisev Beho Oilom Alidei Avodas Ha'odom K'moshi Mitzad HaMedida De Torah, that which is added to the world through the person from the measure limited of Torah when it's studied in a usual, in a measured way. And the third level is v'hachidu shenase, and then the novelty that takes place al yidei ha'avodah d'b'chol meidechos, through the service of with all your being, b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha, then it's b'chol meidecha, higher than limitation, which is higher than limitation, higher than measure, gam ma'amedida the Torah, also higher than the measure of Torah. That's the third level. So in order to understand these three Dargis, maybe Bahadrushim, he brings in the Maimorim, Pirush Hakosuv, the interpretation of the verse, the interpretation of the pasuk, which says the Yisroel Oretz Bakoili. This is a pasuk in Kehelis. So over there the pasuk says the Yisroel Oretz. How do you get an advantage to the Eretz, to the land, to the world as it is through Bakoilhi. And then we have a higher level, Melech, you get the king, Lesoda Nevet, when you work the field, the level of Bligvul gets you the Melech, as he will explain. Bring another Taich in Melech Lesoda Nevet, but this is the first explanation. Sheyesh B'zei Gimel B'chinis, there's two levels. Bechinas Eretz k'moshihi mitzad atzma. We say Yisrael Eretz. So you have Eretz, the land as it is on its own. And then you have Hayisrael the Eretz alidei bechinas koil. You add an advantage to Eretz when Yisrael Eretz is bakoil. That's when you add the level of Torah. And then we have Ubechinas Melech. Then we have the level of Melech Lasoda Nevad, which Shenai Legam Yisrael Eretz, which is also a greater level than the level of Yisrael Eretz. Yisrael Eretz comes through Bakoil, and then you have through Nevad, you get the level of Melech. As he explains, the Hine Yisrael Eretz, what is the in the Eretz itself, what is the Yisrael Eretz? Which land becomes advantageous? Who b'chinas soda? Within the land, within the earth, a field, that's the advantage. K'moy shehi mitzad atzma. That is, as in on its own, the field is considered the place, which is a field, in the world is advantageous. Because kisode hi bichlal eretz, sode is part of the land. But since it is the choicest of the land, masheroy lizriel tzmicha, that which is fit to sow and grow, lachein yisrael eretz. That's why it's the advantage. So it's a land which is a sode, which is advantage. So that's the level of Amram Hashem Melech Lasod the Nevad. But then you have the king is Lasod the Nevad. You get the Melech when you work the field. The advantage that takes place in the field through the Avodah. That's even higher than the Yisrael Eretz. That's the highest level. These are the three levels. The level of Eretz on its own, the Yisrael Eretz, which is Bakoil, and then you have the Melech Lasoda Nevad. After the Avodah, you get the Melech level, high level. Ulamaylim Yisrael Eretz, as he explains now. Bo'inyan hu, the idea is like this. Hine, Soda Koi Al Gan Eden. The field that is referencing Gan Eden. So in the world, you have the whole world, and then you have Gan Eden. This Soda goes on Gan Eden. The Kamoi She Soda Hima Muvchasheba Eretz, Masheroi Lizriyut Tzmichukinal, just like this Soda is from the choices of the land which is fit to sow and grow. Gan Eden, so the same thing is, Gan Eden is the choicest from the world. That which is fit to have a revelation of light. Hainu, when we're talking about Gilu, it is a level of Oir which is higher than the light that shines in the whole world. That's why it's a Soda. A Soda has a special light. It can grow and flourish over there. How is this understood? The oir shemeir beklolus ha'olam hu mibchinas hamidus. The oir that shines in general in the world, not in Gan Eden, that comes from the level of the midos, the sviros, chesed, gevura, tiferes, netzach hadisoy, the malchus, or the sixth, the zehu, mashe haishavus hu mibchinas sheishes yimei habinay. That creation comes from the sixth day of the building, which would be the six midays, or Shiva Simei HaBinyan. If you include Shabbos, the 7 days of creation. So you have 6 or 7 days, those are the midas, that's the world in general. And then we come to Gan Eden, but the world comes from the 6, 7 midas. Why are we saying it only 6 or 7? But we say Basod Mamoris, there's 10, which would include Chochma, Bin, and Das as well, the other. Bagam Shebasod Mamoris Nivra Olam, even though that the world was created with 10 saying, which is all 10 spheres. Shebasod Nichla Gam Gimel Moichi, when we count 10, it includes also the 3 intellect. Harizau Hamoichin Kimoshim Bamidis. So that's the Moichin as their Amidis. Avol ha'oir shemeir began Eden. So that's the midos. Even asorim amoris is meichin that are shining in midos, but not meichin be'etzem. Avol ha'oir shemeir began Eden, but the oir that shines in Gan Eden in this sode, who gam bebichinas gimel rishoynes, also come from the first 3 from Chochma Bina Das. Umetamze. And for that reason, because we're talking about, it's not just that it has extra, that it has the moichin, there's a whole different perception in Gan Eden of godliness. There's an additional mile in Gan Eden, besides that it grows and it flourishes there, but there's an additional matter relative to the whole general world. The revelation in the world is on a level of, you know, the existence of the world. Ubagan Eden, Hugilu Hamahus, and in Gan Eden, there is a revelation of the essence, because it comes from the Gimel Rishonis. You get to understand the essence of godliness. Hugilu Hamahus, Bezeu Mashi Yisrein Erez Goimer. That's why, what do we say? Yisrael Eretz is Gan Eden. That's the field. Okay, now she Yisrael Eretz who bechina asode. Yisrael Eretz is the field. That's in the field, and is vayanicheu beGan Eden. That's the field in the level of the world. Ki Gan Eden he bechina who bechina sa'olim kemoshu who binyan sholim. Because Gan Eden is the level of the world as it's a complete structure, not only the 7 but also 10, with all of the 10 spheres. Zayin tachtoynes v'gimul rishoynes. the seven lower ones, and the three first ones, Chochom bin Adas, Bechinas Olam Amilu Enivra. The world is created full, all of the spheres. Sayin Tachtoinus and Gimel Rishoinus. Zahu Gamkin Mashakos. This also is when it says in the Pasuk, V'Yisrain Eretz, the advantage of land, the Gan Eden of the world, is Bakoili. That is with Koil. What's Koil? Shayisrain Ba'amai Legan Eden, Legabe Klolus Oilam. The advantage and the elevation of Gan Eden relative to the world in general, who alidei koil is bakoil, koil al sfiras hayisoid. Koil goes on the sphere of yisoid. Koil is 50. Why sfiras hayisoid? Shenikra koil. Why do we call it koil? Al shem chamishim sharei bina. The 50 gates of understanding of the intellect are in Yisoid. Shine come through you. Koil b'gematria chamishim. Hanim shochem bay. They are drawn down into Yisoid. V'al yidei zeh. If you have the 50 bina, you also get the chochma. Nimshel bay gam b'chinas ha-chochma. You also get the level of chochma. Yisoid, koil, gets not only bina, but it gets chochma, because chochma bina heim klolus ha-moichin. This is generally moichin, so that means that through koil you get in Gan Eden all of the Gimel Rishonis as well, Chochma Bina too. Ve'ilu hanal shebe Gan Eden, and this advantage that we have in Gan Eden, Mashehu Yisrein Eretz, this advantage in Gan Eden, that it's the advantage of the land, Mashehme Yirbo Yabchinat the Gimel Rishonis, the fact that you have shining there the first three, the level of Moichin, Chochm bin Adas, Shemitzad, Zeyesh, Boy Gam, Gilam Husin. That's why, as we said before, also the essence of godliness is revealed because we have the Gimel Rishonis, Hu Bechinas, Sode, Mitzad Atzma. That is the level of Sode on its own, Gan Eden on its own. Has that advantage. But then you have a greater advantage, Omnom Alidei Ha'avida, when you work the Gan Eden, Vayenecheyu b'Gan Eden la'avdol l'shomra, you work in the Gan Eden, which melech l'sode neva, the king, is when you service and you work the field. Nase ilu shalemaylam v'chines yisran eretz, it becomes an advantage which is higher than the level of Eretz. Could is a bezoihar, like we say in the Zoihar, Melech l'soda nevad, the king is to the field when it's serviced. Man Melech, says the Zoihar. Who's the king? The Melech ilo, this is the supreme king. That level is higher than the world. Even as the world is Bishlemus, it's in a level of Yisrin Eretz, a level of Gan Eden, you get to the higher level of Melech. Kikol inyan hisavus oilom hurak masoros mamoris. Because the entire concept of creation of world is only from the 10 sayings, Shereshisna and Chochma, it comes from Chochma. U Melech ilo, the higher level of Melech, who bechinas ha-keser shalemayla mi-ishtalshulus. That's the level of Keser, which is higher than ishtalshulus. And that comes through the level of Avoda. Oh, so this is the third, the high level. So you have Gan Eden, which has also the Gimel Rishonis, and then you have, when you work the Gan Eden, you get the Melech, you get Malka Ilo, you get the level of Keser, which is higher than Ishtalshus. V'hine, mikivon shebchines ha-keser melech ilo, hilamaylo mi-ishtalshus. since this level of Keser Lo is higher than Ishtal Shulus. So what kind of a work does the person have to do in order to bring down this level of Keser? This needs to be higher than the involvement of his koiches, in a deeper level within the person. That's the level of b'chol meidecha, to get the level of keser. Kal yidei ha'avodah de Torah mitzvos kimoshi bebechinas medida v'agbola, when you serve with Torah mitzvos in a limit, in a measured and limited way, hishtalshlus shebaadam, which is within the person, the hishtalshlus, the involvement, the person, nimshachoyer shebebechinas hishtalshlus, then you bring down, draw down the light, which is a way of hishtalshlus. But to get higher than hishtalshlus, you need higher than the limitation of the person. Vagam shel yidei ha'avodah de Torah mitzvos. Although regular service of Torah mitzvahs, even if it's a service which is measured and limited, you still bring down a higher level of the level of Gan Eden. Even the regular avoida, not only lemayla medida agbola, as it's evident, the pasuk says, he placed him in the Gan Eden to work there and to guard it. That's the regular, and that's talking about the regular Torah mitzvahs. Work it, that's the positive, is the 248 positive mitzvahs. Ulishamra, to guard it, to protect it, is that shasa mitzvahs loisasa, that is the 365 prohibitions. That's how you guard the Gan Eden. Vahainu, and that is Shahagan Eden Eitzel Odom Harishin. The Gan Eden, at Odom Harishin's level, who was placed in Gan Eden, Lahoya Bechinas Kabbalah Schar. That wasn't a level of receiving reward. Kiim Shahagan Eden Hoya Mokim Avidose. The Gan Eden was the place where he worked. That was his place of work. Vayide Avidose Began Eden Him Shich. And through his service in Gan Eden, he brought down higher levels of Gan Eden. So, Torah mitzvahs, even limited, shasa, ramach, asay, loisase, it's an avoida, and it's not Kabbalah Scha, that's the avoida. He brought down a higher level. He wasn't there, that wasn't, he didn't remain there just to receive Schar in Gan Eden like we do, but he was working there to get a higher level. But yet, it's a limited level, that Avodah. That which comes down through Avodah, when you do the Avodah in a measure, according to the Torah, that's only that which belongs to world that you can bring down through measured avoida. V'hu masha al yidei ha-toyre nase kiyum oilo. And that is the Torah, through Torah, that makes, gives the world existence. Kedisa b'gemara, as we find in the Gemara, im Yisrael mekabim ha-toyre atem eskaimim. If the Eden accept the Torah, then the Shamayim v'oretz will be sustained. So the Yidden give a sustenance to the existence that which should stand. But that doesn't come, that's not the Keser Elyon, that's not Avalam Shocha so Oir Shalamaylam Ashtalshlus, but to bring down the Oir, it's higher than Ashtalshlus. That is Davke through the Avodah, beyond the limitation. B'chol Meidecha, Lamaylam Adid V'Akbola. Then you get the level of Keser Elyon, you get the higher from Hishtalshlus. So now, the Rebbe says, V'api hanal yuvon, so based on the above, we understand that we explained what is accomplished through the level of Bechol Moedecho, the Melech Lasot Nevad. Now we understand why in the Maimer he has to bring down this example to explain the advantage of Chamisha Oso over Chamisha Oso B'Nissan Tishrei, because Chamisha Oso B'Nissan and Chamisha Oso B'Tishrei are also being Mamshich, but they're Mamshich not the level of Melech Lasod Nevad. Api Anal Yuvon Vashemagdim Bahamaymer Hapirush Dibemelech Lasod Nevad. First he explains the meaning of Melech Lasod Nevad. Lahabiur, before he explains Bamaila, the Tezva Be'ov, Al Tezva Be'nisim, Al Tezva Be'tishrei, what is the advantage of Chamisha Oso Be'ov over the 15th of Nisim, 15th Tishrei? So he brings down this statement, the Maimorim bring down this explanation on the Pasuk Melech Lasode Nevad, Kikol Yisrein Ores Bakoili, Kimailas Tezva Be'ov, Al Tezvav B'Nissan, V'Tezvav B'Tishrei, because the advantage of the 15th of Av over the 15th of Nissan and over Tezvav B'Tishrei, Udugmas HaMaila, this is similar to the Maila, the Melech Lasod Nevad, the king that you get when you work the field, Al B'china Sode K'moshi Mitzad Atzma, over the field as it's on its own before Nevad. Dine Mailas HaGan Eden Sode, Shubichines Yisrein Eretz. The advantage of Gan Eden, which is Yisrein Eretz, Haynu Mashoilam, who bishleimus kenal, that the world is in a wholesome way, the Gimel Rishoines in Gan Eden, the perfect world. Who dugmas kaimus sirav ashlamus, that's similar, that the world is, the moon is full moon, it's everything is perfect, it's full. The world, Gan Eden. And Gan Eden has the advantage that it's a Yisrein Eretz. Omnom Shleimus Zu Huraka Shleimus Da'ilum. But that's a Shleimus of the world. It's the complete world. But it's not higher in Shtalshkus. V'gam Mashem Etoysav V'Gan Eden Al Yidei HaVoido L'Avdu L'Shomra. And even that which is added through in Gan Eden, through the work of L'Avdu L'Shomra, K'moshi b'medida the Torah, as it is in the measure of Torah, Hurak Masha Shaykh Lo'ilam, as the Rebbe said before, it's only that which has a connection to the world. So, Bal Derech Zeh, Hu Gam B'negei L'Shleimus HaLevona, the Tezva B'nisim, Tezva B'tishrei. In a similar way, this is the Shleimus of the Levona on the 15th of Nisan and the 15th of Tishrei. Shemitzad Inyan HaTorah, which is from Torah. It's Takah Shleimus, but it's Shleimus all connected to the world. But Mashen Ken Shleimus HaLevona the Tezva B'Av, as opposed to the Shleimus HaLevona of the 15th of Av, Mekivon Shehibo La'achrei Hayirida the Tisha B'Av, since it comes after the descent of Tisha B'Av, Sheyirida Zu, that Yirida Meireres, that arouses Avoida, that arouses the Avoida the Bchome Decho Kmashis Bar Lakamon. The Rebbe will explain now that it comes out from that great Yirida, brings about the greater Avoida Bchome Decho Hidugmas Melech Lasod Neva. That becomes similar to you get the Melech when you work the field in a way of Lamailam Mevdida Hagbola. That's a light which is higher than Ishtaushal. So that's why he brings down first to explain why the Oir, why the Tisha, the Tezvav Be'ov, Sira Beshlamusa is greater than all the, because it's the Avoida of Bechol Meidecha, and you get the Melech Lasod Neva. As the Rebbe will explain now, that all this comes about through the great Yirida, because of the great descent. That descent brings in the person that tremendous desire, which brings him higher. In order to reach the level of service of Chol Meidach, which is higher than measure and limitation, that's by reflecting on the mitzorim, on the limitations of the world. When he feels the limitations and the limits and the boundaries of the world, by feeling squeezed, that itself wakes him up, encourages him, arouses him, that he should go out from this boundaries and these limitations, and that his service, service should be lemailo mimdido v'agbola, beyond measure and limitation. The more he feels the boundaries, the limitations, the more squeezed it feels, which there are inherent limitations, and then there is an additional. That in addition to the mitzorim and the limitation and the boundaries of the world in general, so there is additional matters that prevent and disrupt the service of Hashem. For example, if a person is hungry or he is sick, when a person is hungry or sick, cannot understand and become smart and understand, and he cannot serve Hashem, as the Rambam writes. So, Hainu. So that means, b'chdei la'avedis habaye, k'sho choyle, tzorich lihishtadlus miyuchedes. Doesn't mean he doesn't have to, but it needs a greater effort. So, when a person has to stand by greater challenges, he has to work very hard. Balach, haskama v'kama, and how much more so, alom, izvayastedim shibizman ha'golus, those blocks and obstacles, that take place in the time of Golus. The more you feel those boundaries, those limits, that brings them more to the service of B'chol Meidach. To exit, go out of that boundary and that limit. So now we are saying that how do you get out to the level of B'chol Meidecho? It's dafke through the boundaries. So now we understand why he brings in the Maimer, the other pshat, in Melach Lasod de Nevad, in a negative form. Understand what he brings in the above Maimer, in above Maimer, as Pirush Hasheni Shebizoyar, the second interpretation of Zoyar. So there he brings down Shemelech Lasod Nevad Huligrusa. Up till now we were learning that you get the king, the keser, you get the Melech Elyon, you get the keser. But over there, the other pirushi is Melech Lasod Nevad Huligrusa. That's a negative. Shasoda Hubichinas Soda de la Umaze. That the Soda is a field of the other side, not Kedusha, not Gan Eden. As he said, Besoda Mitzoa. The Pasuk talks about, he finds the Naira in the field. Umelech Lasod Nevad Hu. And what does it mean? The king is servicing the field. Umashesviris HaMalchus, Melech, the Malchus, Raglao Yerdis, the legs go down to Biachulu. Umisalem is Bisod Delumaz, and it is obscures in the field of the other side, in the level of Yeredes.
in Lumazet. So why does he bring this down? Because now we understand, because the more you reflect on the negative, the more you'll come to the level of Melech Lasod Neva to B'chol Ma'idecha, which bring you in a higher level, to get to the level of Malchut, to get to the level of Keser. The reflection and the idea of the Melech Lasod Neva as it is in the negative, Shuyin Yigol Sashchina, which is the exile of the Shechina. Shasi Belozeh, why is the Golus Hashchina? Is it has to do with our sins? Shasi Belozeh Shashchinta Begolusu HaGolus LeYisrael. Because Yidna are in Golus, the Emshe is in Golus. Masha Golidim Bnei Chateinu, why are we in Golus? Because of our sins. So that means, the more we reflect why we're in Golus and our sins, in Hizbayin and Hizu, so that reflection, that meditation, Meiredes Eisei, that wakes him up. That his service should be beyond measure any limitation. And through that, you bring down an oyer which is higher than ishtalshlus. Melech lesode nevad limal yusad, the king who you reach to the level of keser through working the field in a way of lemaila medita v'agbola lemal yusa, to get the great of the king. So that's why he brings down the negative, because that pushes you through the reflection on being in galus and all the obstacles, brings you to want to serve Hashem b'v'chol meidach. And this is also the meaning that he started off in the beginning, that ola ariyeh, which is the Nebuchadnezzar, to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, this lion came in the Mazal Aryeh, in the Chamishi, the fifth month, which is the consolation of the lion. Ve'echriv Ariel, and destroyed Ariel, the Beis HaMikdash, Chulu. Almenas, but this was done for the purpose. She'yove Aryeh b'Mazal Aryeh v'Yivn Ariel. So the Aryeh Shog Miloyiru, the Ebershter should come in the same month of Aryeh, in Chamishi, Chodesh Chamishi, in Av, and built the Beis HaMikdash. Ki yov Aryeh is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the purpose of the destruction is for Aryeh to come, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Diksiv Bei Aryeh Shoag Miliyira. With regards to Hashem, it says, if the lion roars, who is not afraid? Hu Inyan His Galus HaKeser Shalamayla Mishtal Shalus, that is the revelation of Keser, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Since the revelation of that comes through the service of the person which is higher than measure and limitation. So how are we going to get to our avoida to bring down Keser Elyon? Through our Aveda, but how are we going to get to Aveda? We need the reflection, so we need the Churban to get to the revelation. In order to get the lion Hashem to come, so it needed to be the destruction. Because the bitterness and the pain, that is because of the squeezing of the goal of the exile, who am oider es havoida shalomayla magbola, that arouses the service which is beyond any limitation to serve Hashem with your etzem higher than ishtalshus kenal. V'lachein al yidei k'dimas ha-golus davke, and that's why you needed to have first the golus. Yove Aryeh chulu v'yivna riel, then the Aryeh, then we can get Keser, then Aryeh can come and build the Aryeh based on Migdash HaShlishi, but you needed to have that squeeze, you needed to have that Churban before you had to have Golus, before to have Yove Aryeh. V'zehu gam hamayla de Beis HaMikdash de la'osid al bayis rishon u'bayis sheni. This is also the advantage of the future Beis HaMikdash over the first and second Beis HaMikdash. It's specifically and only in the third Beis HaMikdash. Since it comes after we have this later Golus, there will that will be there, the main revelation of the Ein Sof, which is Highland Stalfluss, will be in the third Beis HaMikdash, Yovei Ariyeh, because it comes after Golus. Vazahu Hatam, and this is also the reason why Beis HaMikdash, the loss of Yiyah Bebechinas Nitzchias, it's going to be eternal. First and the second Beis HaMikdash, there was an interruption. But the third Beis HaMikdash will be eternal. Why? Because it is getting from the highest level, Ein Sof, Kimitzada Gilui, the Ein Sof Shalamayil Mishtalshlus. Because when you have the revelation of Ein Sof, which is higher than Mishtalshlus, and Shaykhin and a Hefsek, then it doesn't apply. There's no Hefsek. Bezeu Mashekosuv Migdash Adnai Koinu Yodecho Havaya Yimlech Leilam Vod. The Pasuk says, the Migdash of Hashem, your hands will prepare. That's the base of Migdash HaShlishi. Then Hashem will be the king forever. No interruption. Shapirish Bazehu. The meaning of here is Kimeshikosu Meimek HaMelech Bedrush Hanal, as it's brought down from Eimek HaMelech in that Maimer, the Liyois Shemigdash Goin Riyadacho. Since the Migdash is prepared by Hashem's hands, Hainu, Shabesa Migdash, the Losid Yib the Akkadish Baruch Hu Ba'atzme. Future Beis HaMikdash is going to be by Hashem Himself. Haynu b'chinas Ein Sof shelamayil mishtalshlus, the level of Ein Sof which is higher than mishtalshlus. Lochein hava yimloich leilam void. That's why there will be no interruption. Hashem will forever, because it's Ein Sof. That's going to be the gilui. That's going to be lamayil mishtalshlus. So it's forever. Hachiyeh b'chinas nitzchias. It's going to be for leilam void, for eternity. How do we get in the Golus, in the time of Golus, this Avoida of B'chol Meidecho? Through which there is going to be the Beis HaMikdash of the future. That is because of the revelation of the first and second Beis HaMikdash that came before the Golus, that gives us the Koyach Shigiluyim Elo. These revelations that took place, noishnim es hakoyach, they give the strength lohoir es cheshches hagolus, to illuminate the darkness of the golus ben their mitzvah v'toyra oir, with the lamp of the mitzvah and the light of Toyra. Va'ad shal yidei zeh, to the extent that through the ner mitzvah toyra oir, we get that koyach from the first Beit HaMikdash. Yiyev alaylo kayyem yoir, will make the night will shine like the day, Bigula Hoasido, in the future redemption. How is it that we have the koyach from the Beis HaMikdash? What is the reason that the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash, they give the strength to serve the Eibishter with all your being, through which the third Beis HaMikdash comes? Who? Because really, even also in the first Beis HaMikdash and second Beis HaMikdash, even though there was an interruption, it was somewhat of the third Beis HaMikdash, so it had some of that eternity in it. So they can give the koyach now and the golos. Also, even before the Bate Mikdash, as it applies to the Mishkan, it was somewhat of the Beis HaMikdash of the future. Even though the Mishkan is referred to as a tent, it's a temporary dwelling. Unlike the Beis HaMikdash, is called a home, a structure. Diras keva, a permanent residence. Haridavka mishkan. But yet, specifically the mishkan, mikivan shoyim ha'isi de Moshe, since it was made the action of Moshe's hands, ukayim la'olam, it stands forever. But say yuvan, so with this, now we understand, mashalach harishimevi bedrushanal, that after the maimer above brings a sapirush, the Eimek HaMelech, as the Rebbe brought before from Eimek HaMelech, Shemigdash Adnai Koin Yudecho Koyal Beis HaMikdash De Lo Osid, that the Migdash Adnai goes on the future Beis HaMikdash, the understanding from the Gemara Midrashim that it goes on the Mishkan and the Mikdash. So why would the Rebbe bring that down? Here we're trying to say Nitzchis of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Why would he bring down the first Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan? Even though it doesn't seem to fit to the contents of what we're talking about here. Because the connection is because that gives the koyach. That in Mikdash Adnai, your hands will prepare Yesh Beis Pirushim Elo. That it has these two interpretations. Shekoya Beis HaMikdash Zela Osit, that it goes on the future Beis HaMikdash, Shekoya on Mishkan HaMikdash, and the fact that it goes on the Mishkan HaMikdash. Hu lefishe bebayis, rishen ubayis sheni, because in the first Beis HaMikdash, in the second Beis HaMikdash, v'chaim b'mishkan, also the Mishkan, hoyo me'ein Beis HaMikdash Zela Osit, it was similar to the Beis HaMikdash, that's why, of the future, that's why we have both Pirushim, that it goes in the future, and also talks about the past, but the Mikdash and the Mishkan. But Lochem, maybe by Maimer, so that's why the Maimer brings down Gama Pirushim Mikdash Adnai Koinen Yodecho Koyi Al Mishkan and Mikdash. He also brings down that interpretation that it goes on the Mishkan and the Mikdash. Kibazem Mevuer, because with this, Mevair, because this explains. Where do we get now in Golus the Avoida Lahamshech Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash, and Mibayis Rishen, Ubayis Shein is Vegam Mishkan, is from the first Beis HaMikdash and the second Beis HaMikdash and also the Mishkan. That's how we have the power, so it's connected. How does we have the Koyach in this Man HaGolus to Adnai, to merit, to get the high deed of Akbola, to get the Mikdash Adnai Koyin Lidecha, the Blikvul, is from the Mikdash Rishon and Shein and from the Mishkan. Omnam, Ikero Inyan the Mikdash Adnai Koyin Lidecha, the main, Ubevesa Mikdash the Lossid Lovey, the Lossid Afkin, mainly, stuck in the future. Mashein Kein, the Mishkan, Umigdosh by Srishna by Shane, as opposed to in the time of the Mishkan and the Migdosh, which is the first and the second Beis HaMikdash, Hurak me ein Beis HaMikdash Lossid Lava. It's only somewhat of the Beis HaMikdash of Lossid. Kipirush koinenu yodecho, because the literally meaning that your hands have prepared it, Hushinasa bigdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'atzmei, done by Hashem Himself, Hanibichinas HaKeser. That keser which is higher in shtalshlus, that is only by the third Beis HaMikdash. The revelation of that level would be in the future Beis HaMikdash. Then will be the true concept of the moon in its full moon. A level of shlemus which is beyond the shtalshlus. The level of Kaimus Sira Bashla Musa was the first Beis HaMikdash. Says Shlomo HaMelech, he was the 15th of the kings. He was the 15th generation of Avraham. Then the shine of the moon was full. Shlomo HaMelech was the 15th. So, Hudugmas Bechinas Yisrael Eretz. That is like Yisrael Eretz, an advantage, like the Gan Eden. But it's not higher than Ishtalshus. Shenkin HaShlemes B'Shabes HaMikdosh Dilo Osid, as opposed to the Shlemes in the future Beis HaMikdosh, who Inyan Melech Lasod HaNev. Again, the Melech who comes through the avodah of Ligvul of Mechom Eidecho. Hamshich b'chinas melech l'sod ha'nevan. How could we bring down this greater level of melech l'sod ha'nevan? K'mo shu l'mal yusa, as it's an advantage to get the level of higher than nishtalshlus, the highest level. Hutzrech liyis tchilus ha'golos. So first needed to be the golos. B'chinas melech l'sod ha'nevan k'mo shu l'gruusa. To be the king l'sod ha'nevan, as it's to the negative, the Yimalchus goes down to be a Nisalim in the Lumazet. By day it is a Malchus with Kutzer Achitachten, through Malchus descending in the lowest corner, lowest edge, Achi Nevedis Lasoda the Lumazet, to the extent that it's being served to the field of the other side. Tia Elias Hamalchus Bimchina Chinailis. Then it's going to bring Malchus to the very highest level. Atche Toyrba Bimchinas Atik. Until Atik will shine in the level of Malchus. That's the highest level in Kaima Sida Vashlamusa to get Atik, to get Nimis HaKesar. Shatamuze She Yerushalayim Shehi Bimchinas Malchus. The reason why Yerushalayim, which is the level of Malchus, Tikra Nove Shannon, will be called the Nove Shannon, as it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Shekoya Bechinas Atik, which goes on the level of Atik. So why would Malchus be called Nove Shannon, which is usually Atik? Malchus Toyer Bechinas Atik, because the Malchus, they will shine the level of Atik. V'zehu Hashaychus de Tezvov. Zehu gam Hashaychus de Tezvov b'av liyem Kippurim. This is also the connection of 15th of Av Yom Kippur. Kibiyem Kippurim hu aliyas Malchus, because Yom Kippur Malchus goes up. Zehu mashiyem Kippurim hu yem shenischai b'chamish tefilas. So Yom Kippur is a day which you have the five prayers. So b'chol tefila misala Malchus. Lebchina Elyonia, so Malchus goes up to a higher level. Five, Hachi B'tfilas Ne'ila, Yemisal is B'chinas Pnimis Atik, until the prayer of Ne'ila, it goes up to Pnimis Atik. Shalachain Omrim Oz, that's why by Ne'ila we say, Havayahu Likim Zayin Pomim, seven times by Likim, which is the seven spheres, and Baruch Shem Gimel Pomim, which is the three Moichim, Ushma Yisrael, Pamachas, once my Yisroel, Zehu Mitzad Aliyas HaMalchus Ba'atika, going up in Atik. Kivur B'kam B'kam is explained in many places. Zehu HaShaychus, Tezvav B'av L'Yom Kippurim. That's the Shaychus of Tezvav B'av to Yom Kippur. Ki B'Tezvav B'av Mis'alis HaMalchus B'Bechinas Pnimiyas Atik. Because on the 15th of Av, Malchus goes to Pnimiyas Atik. And that's what happens in Yom Kippur. But it's not only the same as Yom Kippur, but it's even greater. Since it comes after the descent of Tisha B'Av, that's when comes the Aliyah of Tezva B'Av. Lochein Aliyah Samalchus the Tezva B'Av. Ulamayli Yeser, Ilamayli Yeser, Malidi Yom Kippurim. That's why the advantage is in higher than the Aliyah of Yom Kippurim, because it comes after the descent. Ki'im, but this is actually Bedugmas Aliyah Shatiyah Begula Hasidah de Mashiach Tzidkenu. The Aliyah of Tezva B'Av is similar to the Aliyah that will be in the future redemption through Mashiach Tzidkenu. She'yilchay milchemes shevin atzeich, he will wage war, he'll win, which means it'll be through, it'll come about through the victory. He's going to need to wage war with opponents, which are with force. He's going to win them. So this comes also through victory. And he'll build the Beis HaMikdash in this place. And he'll gather those who are pushed away of the Yidden. It's called Metzutzis HaGdusha. He will gather in all these parks of Gdusha. And literally, those who are pushed away of the Yidden, the idea of in gathering the exiles, bekariv mamesh, very soon, the true and complete redemption through Mashiach Tzidkenu. So, the Tezvav Ba'av Aliyah that comes after Tisha B'Av is similar to the Gilu Lubi La'osid Lovi, which comes through Nitzochin, Mashiach waging war, which in a way is also greater than Yom Kippur. And the comparison of Yom Kippur, Lo Yom Tevim Chamisha Osir and Yom Kippur, is because Yom Kippur we saved five tefillas, which brings us up to the level of Atik, and that's why we have the seven times Hashem Ulikim and the Gimel times Baruch Shem and Shema Yisrael, which brings us always to Atik, which is the advantage of Tezvav Be'av. And all this comes through the struggles that we have through the Melech Sodeh Neved in the negative to get to the higher level of Malchus. And this is the advantage of Tu Be'av, even of all the other Chamisha Osor, even over Pesach, it has the avoid of Gan Eden through Chol Meidecho, which is in a much higher level.